Good morning. Welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus, our friend in heaven and Lord of all creation. Today is an all-age worship service, always good fun. Let's not forget, it delights God to see us enjoying ourselves. So smiling and laughing is allowed during worshiping our Lord. Let's say hello to those joining us via Zoom this morning. We're going to see if we can say hello to a number of people. Here we are. Okay, we've got Teen and Tamsin and Pat and Norman. So good morning, good morning. And it's good to see you. Glad you can join us on Zoom. So this morning we've got a visual call to worship. This is a banner made by Carey quite a few years ago. I think it's nearly 20 years ago, possibly. Not quite that round about there. But anyway, so as you can see, it's actually based upon the hymn that we're going to sing in a minute, "The Lord God Made Them All." Okay, so that just shows the wonder and diversity of creation. It's one of the things we're going to be celebrating this morning. I'll probably try and hang this up here if I can. Oop, just as a kind of continual reminder for us. There we are. Sometimes it gets a bit overlooked in the corner there, so it's good to bring it out every now and again. Okay, so we're going to sing now. "All Things Bright and Beautiful." All creatures great and small.
All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. Each little flower that opens, each little bird that sings, He made the glowing colors, He made their tiny wings. All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. The purple-headed mountain, the river running by, the sunset and the morning that brightens up the sky. All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. The cold wind in the winter, the pleasant summer sun, the ripe fruits in the garden, He made them every one. All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. Gave us eyes to see them, and lips that we might tell how great is God Almighty, who has made all things well. All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all.
Amen. Please be seated. Perhaps we ought to make a special mention of the flowers this morning. We don't often mention the flowers, but can somebody tell me who did this? Trish Wilson did this lovely display this morning, because we've got the sunflowers, which are I think the national flower of Ukraine, am I right in thinking their national flower? Certainly very, very much associated with Ukraine, so very appropriate. Yes, so wonderful. That's great. Let's pray together, shall we? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you that you have made all things well, that you're a wonderful creator God, and you're our Saviour as well. So we thank you for all that you've done for us, for this world. And Lord, we do pray for one another as we meet together. We pray, Lord, that we would know your presence, the work of your Holy Spirit amongst us and within us. Amen. Let's join together by saying the Lord's Prayer. We'll use the modern version, which is the one inside our hymn books, the first one inside our hymn books. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Now I believe, sorry, yes? Oh, Norma's flowers, sorry, yes. But yes, okay, thank you, Norma. Thank you, Norma, for providing the flowers. But it was Trish who did the decorate, that's right. Actually, yeah, put them together. That's lovely, thanks, yeah. Right, we've got our first reading, which is from the book of Jonah. I think Jeremiah should be up for this. This is Jonah chapter 4, a few verses from this wonderful tale.
Jonah had gone out and sat down at a place east of the city. There he made himself a shelter, sat in his shade, and waited to see what would happen to the city. Then the Lord God provided a leafy plant and made it grow over Jonah to give shade for his head to ease his comfort. And Jonah was very happy about the plant. But at dawn the next day, God provided a worm, which chewed the plant so that it withered. When the sun rose, God provided a scorching east wind, and the sun blazed on Jonah's head so that he grew faint. He wanted to die and said, "It would be better for me to die than to live." But God said to Jonah, "Is it right for you to be angry about the plant?" "It is," he said, "and I'm so angry. I wish you were dead." But the Lord said, "You have been concerned about this plant, though you did not tend it or make it grow. It sprang up overnight and died overnight. And should I not have concern for the great city of Nineveh, in which there are more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and also many animals?" Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jeremiah. That's wonderful. I guess we understand what Jonah felt like a bit, because had such a hot hot day as this. I think he was beginning to expire, bless him, but yes. Well, I know one or two people here are actually already queued for this, but the question I'd like to ask this morning is, what is your favourite, if you have a favourite animal or bird, and why? Now, I know one or two people have thought of this beforehand, so maybe some of you need to think about this a bit more, but perhaps those who've had some time to think about it, you might like to either come out, or we could bring round a microphone so you could tell us what your favourite bird or animal is and why. Did you want to come and speak into a microphone? Yeah, is that okay? Yeah, nearest microphone, that's good.
Right. My favourite animal and so on is actually the bumblebee, because it's one of the things that welcomes sort of the early, very early spring. They're the one of the first insects to get out and going, and yes. And most of the ones in my garden have got an incredible orange bum.
Yes, we got one or two of those. Yes.
They look great. Yes. That's my favourite.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for that. Thanks for that, Colin. The humble bumble. That's right. And of course, actually, we have one or two of these on here. Actually, I think that's right as well. So yes, on the banner. Yep. Right. Who else? Judy. Yeah. Yep. We have got a microphone. Yes.
Two favourite wild animals, and I love them because they're cute. I love the otter and a meerkat. Meerkats, they're full of character and personality, And my favourite domesticated animal is a cat, which I've had many of.
Thank you, Julie. Yes, otters and meerkats. I can understand why you particularly appreciate those animals. Yes, that's right. Yes, yeah, and pussycats as well. Although I do have issue, I do take issue with pussycats with them taking birds, but that's another issue. That's another matter.
After birds.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes, okay. There's somebody over here, actually, who's trying to get our attention. Oh, well, okay, Kathleen, yeah. Kathleen first.
Mine is the eagle because it's so majestic and it doesn't have many predators.
Right. No, okay, right, yes, yes. But any particular eagle? There's lots of different eagles.
No.
Okay, just eagles. Okay, right.
Hello, thank you. Hello, this is my favourite animal. And I've brought Peter along today because we're using, Peter's helping us in children's church with some little people over there, Theo, Zoe.
You see, Peter's over here, look.
Hi.
You remember Peter?
Hi.
Okay, yeah.
And Washington.
Right. Peter Panda.
Hi.
Right.
And he's helped us understand about Jacob and how God helped Jacob when Jacob was in a very sad place, how he helped him go back to his family and make new friends. Thank you.
I think Peter might be swiped at this point, but yes. And I think Jill wanted to talk about puffins. So
yes,
I know she's particularly arranged some photos and things. And so actually, yeah. Possibly a photo, hopefully. Yeah.
Since our recent visit to Iceland, in particular, our boat trip to the island of Vega, which is a bird sanctuary for many seabirds, my favourite bird is now a puffin. It's not every day you see a design that's part plane, part helicopter that stands upright on the ground, and its tail splits into four legs that serve as landing gear. In spring and summer, you can easily recognise a puffin by its black and white plumage and its large technicolour orange beak, and it really is orange. In winter, though, without that brighter layer of bills, they appear smaller and duller. But I saw them in summer. Despite their stout bodies, short wings, puffins can fly as fast as 55 miles per hour. But they have to flap their wings 300 to 400 times per minute to stay afloat. Puffins have just one chick called a puffling each year. And they don't construct a typical cup-shaped nest to raise their pufflings. Instead, they burrow into the ground, digging to a depth of about 3 feet with their beaks and feet. And it's little amazing little holes that they create. Then as the pufflings grow bigger, their parents find protective spots between the rocks on steep cliffs to keep their chicks from the greedy predators. Being a parent to a puffling is a very demanding job. Mother and father puffins have to fly long distances to hunt food in the open ocean and then return to their chick with mouthfuls of fish. Parents can supply their young with fish more than 100 times a day. And I mean that, 100 times a day. And they have specialized tongues and upper palates to help them catch and hold fish. One puffin has been recorded for carrying 62 small fish in its beak at one time.
Wow.
But 10 fish per dive is the norm. Puffins can live for more than 20 years, but unfortunately, their numbers are decreasing in England as avian or bird flu hits the Farne Islands, killing the pufflings. And they're decreasing in the Faroes, because they catch and eat puffins as a delicacy, claiming they taste better than chicken. At least the residents of an island in Iceland performed a puffin patrol to help rescue puffins who wander into their town. And the family acting as wardens on Vega Island, as we saw, take good care of their puffin colony. As I was also surprised and pleased that the RSPB, the Royal Society of Protection of Birds in Shetland, so in the UK, is actually having a campaign to draw more attention to puffins and the need to protect them.
Thank you very much, Jill, for yes, that's very detailed and helpful and insightful. Yes, treatment of puffins. And yeah, you could tell you're a teacher. That's, but very, very educational. Thank you. Very, very helpful. I think there were amongst one of the birds suggested as our national bird, weren't they, actually, when there's a whole debate about what a national bird in the UK should be, actually. But anyway, yes. Now, actually, got an opportunity for the children and young people, well, probably the children, to do some drawing if they want. And I'm also going to ask Theo, if you'd like to show us your particular seabird that you've got. Come on, there we are. That's it, look at that. We've got a penguin, so I'm not quite sure what kind of penguin that one is, but there's several types of penguins. It's right, lovely. A wassy penguin. It could be an emperor penguin. I don't know. Yes, and we've also another animal. This is an animal.
Rabbit.
That okay. A rabbit. We're told it's a rabbit. Okay. Yeah. Fine. That's lovely. Thank you, Theo. Right. Okay. Fine. And we've got some. Yeah, we've got some things for you to colour in. So pens and pencils and all sorts of funny creatures. So. Do make the most of those, Washington, if you'd like to start drawing some. That was me. Okay, so I don't think it doesn't look like there's going to be a lot of colouring in done, but anyway, there we go. We're going to sing a couple of songs now. One is Good and Gracious God, which is a new song, which is going to be taught to us by the music group this morning. And then we're going to sing another song which reflects upon our theme much more. Let all creation sing before the Lord. And that's one that we've actually heard before a number of times here at Carey. So, but the first song is Good and Gracious God.
I approach the throne of glory. Nothing in my hands I bring, but the promise of acceptance from a good and gracious King. I will give to you my burden, as you give to me your strength. Come and fill me with your spirit, as I sing to you this praise. You deserve a greater glory. My voice to the King in need of nothing, empty handed I rejoice. You deserve the greater glory, all the God of joy I sing. By your love I accepted. You're a good and gracious King. Oh, yeah. Oh, what grace that you would see me as your child and as your friend. Stay secure in you forever. I'll pour out my praise again. You deserve the greater glory. Oh, to come, I lift my voice to the King in need of nothing. Come with joy I sing.
Let all creation sing before the Lord.
Один два раз.
Let all creation sing before the Lord. Let every nation of the earth rejoice. Let all the trees lift a shout of joy, for the Lord is King. Let the deep waters of the sea resound. Let every mountain, every hill sing out. Let all the fields make a joyful sound, for the Lord is King. Like the river, barren desert, howling wind and stormy weather, every canyon, every valley, sing your praise and give him glory. Nature proclaims the glory of our God. Nature proclaims his name. Let all creation sing before the Lord. And every nation of the earth rejoice. Let all the trees lift a shout of joy, for the Lord is King. Let the deep waters of the sea sing sound. Let every mountain, every hill sing out. Let all the fields make a joyful sound, for the Lord is King. Every star and constellation, every wonder in the heavens, silver moon and supernova, sing a shining hallelujah. Nature proclaims the glory of our God. Nature proclaims his name. Let our creation sing before the Lord. And every nation on the earth rejoice. Let all the trees lift a shout of joy, for the Lord is King. Let the deep waters of the sea resound. Let every mountain, every hill sing out. May all the fields make a joyful sound, for the Lord is King.
Honeybees and weeping willows, grizzly bears and armadillos, every narwhal and sea otter, every son and every daughter, nature proclaims the glory of our God. Nature proclaims his praise.
Honeybees and weeping willows, grizzly bears and armadillos, every narwhal and sea otter, every son and every daughter, nature proclaims the glory of our God. Nature proclaims his name. Let all creation sing before the Lord, and every nation of the earth rejoice. Let all the trees lift a shout of joy, for the Lord is King. Let mighty waters of the sea resound. Let every mountain, every hill sing down. Let all the fields make a joyful sound, for the Lord is King. La 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 la. All the earth praise the Lord. La 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 la. All the earth praise the Lord. La 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 la. All the earth praise the Lord. La 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 la. All the earth praise the Lord. La 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 la. All the earth praise the Lord. La 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 la. All the earth praise the Lord.
Ooh, amen. Woo. Praise the Lord indeed. Hallelujah. Perhaps we could adopt that particular song as the as our particular song as an eco church. I don't know. Well, maybe we ought to have a vote on what particular creation song we could have as our favourite. But anyway, let's take up our offering as we continue our worship this morning. We join the rest of creation in singing and in giving our thanks and praise. So Heavenly Father, we offer you these gifts and other gifts given in other ways. And we pray your will be done on earth as in heaven. Amen. So we're going to have some notices now.
Hi, everybody. I'm going to start with some messages that have been given to us, lovely comments about Carey Baptist Church. The Hertfordshire Fellowship of Baptist Preachers, of which our own Chami is one. The AGM was held on Friday, the 8th of July, and there were lots of positive feedback from the visiting preachers about Carey. Such a lovely church, friendly congregation, and the amazing music group. So the fellowship send their thanks and warm wishes to Carey Baptist Church, especially from Bob Little, whom we know well. From South Oxley Baptist Church, send their warm wishes to Carey Baptist Church. And North Bushy Baptist Church, send their warm wishes to us. So I think that's lovely. And Chami passed these, he said he would pass all these lovely comments on. On another note, Aki would like to thank God and convey his sincere thanks with gratitude to all at Carey Baptist Church for the prayers and support for his final project. And as you may know already, that by God's grace, he has now achieved a first class honours and the graduation will be held on Thursday 14. And also by God's grace, he has already started working as a software engineer at Heathrow with Amadeus. So all glory and honour to God. Mm-hmm. Now for our normal notices. Chami did that in big print for me, so I will now revert to my glasses. Next Sunday, that's Sunday the 17th of July, there is a food from around the world lunch following the service. Now, this is a shared lunch. Everybody can come. We do kindly ask and welcome contributions of food from your original country or culture, but you don't have to bring food if you want to attend. There's usually plenty of food to go around. We would like to know the numbers so that we can cater for them. So please let us know by today whether you're going to attend if you haven't already put your name on a list. I think there is a list circulating, and I'm sure maybe Hilary, you might take it to coffee. Hilary's up the back there. So if you want to attend the lunch next Sunday, do let Hilary know. Oh, good. And at the front for people who are maybe not staying for coffee. Lovely. And of course, we would be very grateful for volunteers to kindly assist in setting up and clearing away. Thank you. Now, yesterday, Obed, Refet and their family hosted a wonderful big breakfast and time of fellowship in lovely surroundings, which many of us attended. So thank you so much for all your hard work. It was very much appreciated. And by the way, yes, thank you. It was wonderful. Those of you who are maybe waiting on an answer from me, when I get home, my husband had not done the laundry. So I told him to reread his job description. Wednesday the 13th at 7:30, that's next Wednesday, there will be a members meeting, both in person and on Zoom. So that'll be here in the sanctuary, in person and on Zoom. We do encourage you to attend if you can, as there will be a recommendation regarding the important appointment of the children, youth and family worker. There will also be a discussion about prayer and fasting with communion. Now, the newsletter has already some details about that, so you can pick that up. And lastly, if you're planning to go to the retreat at Stanton House near Oxford, please let Hilary have the balance of your payment.
Thank you, Kathleen. A couple of other notices to mention. As well as celebrating with Aki for his results, we ought to mention as well, of course, Kieran Story got a first. And of course, Rhiannon has become a doctor. So, so ought to celebrate their achievements as well. And we'll be having a special focus on our students, hopefully Sunday after next, if we manage to get it organised. But be good to see some photos of graduations and things, if possible. I was just going to actually, as soon as we're celebrating Aki's results and other people's results, I thought we might just bring out the what we call a kind of the blessing thank you box. So we got there's a promise. If you want to pull one of those out and see if we can read that out very loud for us. Oh, yeah, got a microphone. That's wonderful.
Hello.
Yes, I think it is on. Yes, that's what it is.
Those who seek the Lord lack no good thing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Amen. Right. Okay. Thanks for that. Okay. Wonderful. Thanks, Aki. And well done. Well done. Congratulations. Yes. Okay. Thanks. Yes. And the other notice I must give is something more serious. And please remember Shinny Jacob in your prayers. Shinny was rushed into hospital last night, Watford, with chest pains. She had a number of tests. She is out and home, but do pray for her. We'll be joining together in our prayers for Shinny later in the service. So do pray for Shinny and all the family at this time. Thank you. Right, I think Joey is coming to read us our second reading, which is Luke chapter 13, from Luke chapter 13. So over to Joey now, thanks.
Luke chapter 13, verse 10 to 17. On a Sabbath, Jesus was teaching one of the synagogues, and a woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Then he put his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. Indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, the synagogue leader said to the people, "There are 6 days for work, so come and be healed on those days, not on the Sabbath." The Lord answered him, "You hypocrites, doesn't each of you on the Sabbath unite your ox or donkey from the stall and lead it out to give it water? Then you should, not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has kept bound for 18 long years, be set free on Sabbath day from what bound her. When he said this, all his opponents were humiliated, but the people were delighted with all the wonderful things he was doing. Amen.
Thank you, Joey. I think actually we'll leave out the next song, actually, if that's okay. And I'm just going to go straight on to the talk now. But I was going to start by showing you this, actually. This is Washington brought this along for us. So as a tiger, actually, so that's very much in the theme of this morning service. So thank you. That's right. That's marvellous. Good visual illustration. Okay, so favourite things is the subject of my talk this morning. The story of Jonah is best known for what?
Whale.
The story of Jonah is best known for the whale. Thank you. That's right. Excellent. That's the most obvious answer. God used a whale as an instrument of salvation. The whale swallows Jonah and so saves Jonah. Jonah, what a guy. One of the grumpiest and angriest of all the prophets. Despite having been rescued from death himself, Jonah wanted God to destroy this enemy city of Nineveh. Jonah wanted his prediction to come true. Without that, his reputation as a prophet was in tatters. No wonder Jonah wanted to die, because it was death sentence for any false prophets, any prophet who prophesied something that didn't come true. But here's the good news. God is concerned for the people of the great city of Nineveh. 120,000 people. And God is also concerned for the animals of this great city. God hasn't forgotten them either. God could have produced a full itinerary of all the animals living in that city of Nineveh at that time. And in chapter 3, we see that the animals of the city were also clothed in sackcloth and ashes. The animals were involved in Nineveh repenting and turning back to God. So every one of those people and each of those animals, we are told, God was concerned for. Our Lord wants people and animals to be saved together. Are we, like God, concerned for the rest of creation? It's already been mentioned, actually. Jill mentioned this a bit earlier. Did anyone see the story on the news this week of how avian flu is affecting and decimating colonies of seabirds off the coast of Britain? I'm sure all those who saw this were saddened about the effects of this disease on our British wild bird populations, a disease caused by and spread by the human poultry industry. Something to make us think, food for thought there. Well, here's a bird you don't see every day. This is, if you like, one of my favourite birds. I find it very difficult to pick one in particular, but so what do you think of that, eh? It's pretty astounding, isn't it? Sorry, yeah? Okay, right, so Hooper, that's right, yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's right, well spotted, well named. This is indeed Hoopo, I think, or Hoopo. I'm not quite sure exactly how you pronounce it, but anyway, yes. So yes, it kind of tries to mimic the sound it makes. That's right, yeah. So yes, I know. It's a funny name, anyway. But the Hoopo is actually mentioned twice in the Bible, not in a good way, because it's listed as unclean in the Law of Moses. That might be something to do with their messy and very smelly nests, and this is thought to be one way they deter predators. But guess what? The hoopoe is now the national bird of Israel. That's quite a turnaround, a remarkable rehabilitation. And it reminds me of the Apostle Peter's vision in Acts 10. This is an important passage in terms of creation care. Peter sees a blanket full of all sorts of creatures coming down out of heaven. Many of these creatures Peter has treated as unclean throughout his life. From the law, Peter knows he should have nothing to do with them. But he is told by God, do not consider anything unclean that God has made clean. Now, of course, this vision is about Peter sharing the good news of Jesus with both Gentiles and Jews. Yes, that's the message. But there is another message too. All of God's creation is kosher. All of God's creation is good. Not necessarily appropriate for us to eat, but all of God's creation is good. Now, here's one of my favourite animals. Photo of a brown bear, of course. You'll spot that straight away. The bears mentioned in the Bible are probably a smaller species. black bears. But brown or black, these are not an animal I've ever got close to, except in zoos, of course. And I've seen some, I guess, has anyone seen this? Brown bear stuffed, standing on their hind legs, paws out and their mouths open in a growl. Have anyone come across any of those? Yeah, pretty fearsome. Rightly wary of these big creatures. And any Canadian will tell you why. But of course, we have quite an affinity with bears. We've made them into teddy bears. Of course, we've got koala bears and panda bears. But we have, of course, Paddington Bear. Has anyone seen the Jubilee video of the Queen with Paddington Bear at Buckingham Palace? Yeah, well worth watching. But not that long ago, you might have seen bears on the streets of our cities and towns in chains. Thankfully, we've put a stop to the awful practice of bear baiting. There may be some places in the world that still happens, but not here in the UK. We are concerned for God's creatures, but are we concerned enough? Are we concerned enough? That's the question I want to leave us with this morning. God told Jonah he wasn't concerned enough for the people and the animals of Nineveh. So what is God saying to us today? Every Sunday morning we express, and rightly express, our concern for our fellow human beings in different ways. But God also tells us to be concerned for our fellow creatures. The birds and beasts of the Bible are not meant to be an afterthought. And St. Francis is not the only saint known for his close connection with the animal kingdom, not by any stretch of the imagination. St. Cuthbert and St. Kevin are just two other examples I could mention. And yes, there is a St. Kevin. St. Kevin, would you believe? The story goes that he was so long holding his hands out in prayer one day that a blackbird started to make a nest in his outstretched hands. And he didn't want to disturb her, so Kevin stayed in an attitude of prayer until those baby blackbirds had flown the nest. A fanciful tale, of course, but one which again reminds us of our need to sacrifice our own plans, our own agendas, for the good of all creation. We should take more notice of the birds and beasties of the Bible, and of the birds and beasties around us as well, and what they can teach us about the kingdom of God. Just like to finish reading a part of a poem entitled Ducks, which is from this the nation's favourite poems. And this is the last kind of paragraph, really, of this poem. A poem called Ducks by, I've forgotten the author now, F.W. Harvey. When God had finished the stars and whirl of coloured suns, he turned his mind from big things to fashion little ones. Beautiful tiny things like daisies, he made them. And then he made the comical ones in case the minds of men should stiffen and become dull, humourless and glum, and so forgetful of their maker, be as to take even themselves quite seriously. Caterpillars and cats are lively and excellent puns. All God's jokes are good, even the practical ones. And as for the duck, I think God must have smiled a bit, seeing those bright eyes blink on the day he fashioned it. And he's probably laughing still at the sound that came out of its bill. Thanks be to God, our Lord, King of all creation. Amen. Let's sing our next song, Beauty for Brokenness. Beauty for Brokenness. This is a reflection on the good news of Jesus that we celebrate today and every day. Beauty for Brokenness. Brokenness, hope for despair. Lord, in your suffering world, this is our prayer. Bread for the children, this joy, peace. Sunrise to sunset, your kingdom increase. Shelter for fragile lives, cures for their ills, work for the craftsmen, trade for their skills, land for the dispossessed, rights for the weak, voices to plead the cause of those who can't speak. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, let tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark to a flame. Refuge from cruel wars, havens from fear, cities for sanctuary, freedoms to share. Peace to the killing fields, scorched earth to green. Rise for the bitterness, his cross for the pain. Rest for the ravaged earth, oceans and streams, plundered and poisoned, our future, our dreams. Lord, end our madness, carelessness, greed. Make us content with the things that we need. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, let tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark to a flame. Lighten our darkness, breathe on this flame, until your justice burns brightly again. Until the nations learn of your ways, seek your salvation and bring you their praise. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, let tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark to a flame. Please be seated. Going to lead us in some prayers now. These are taken from this book, A Heart for Creation, prayers for the seasons, and then one or two other prayers as well. Let us pray. Lord of all life and power, renewing the whole of creation, we offer ourselves as its first fruits, since Christ conquered death once for all, restoring our hope and kindling our joy. Holy Spirit, present to all our senses, in bodily warmth and purging fire, in breath of our lungs and rushing wind, in refreshing drink and drowning river, in providing food and dust of death, inspire us to speak in your tongue. Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, you manifest your wisdom in the variety and unity of nature. Teach us to respond in joyful obedience. Creator God, with all our brothers and sisters, we bless you. You give us life in all its fullness. And now we'll continue in quiet as we bring to mind something in creation we would like to give thanks for. So many things we could think of. We bring this particular creation before the Lord and give thanks. And now let's think of something we want to say sorry to God about. for the one of the ways that we are hurting God's creation. And as we continue in quiet prayer, let's bring to God our fellow human beings. Let's bring to mind someone who needs our prayers. And we remember especially this morning, Shinny Jacob. Heavenly Father, Lord of all creation, we thank you for hearing our prayers. Amen. Now our closing hymn, Made in God's Image, is something of a particular anthem, I guess, for our all-age services. It is 633 in Baptist Praise and Worship, but of course the words will be up on our screen here. Made in God's Image.
Made in God's image, woman and man. Here is the wholeness, God's human plan. Brother and sister, daughter and son. Here is a family. And young, sharing together life from the sun. This is the meaning, prize to be won. Here is a family made to be one. Creation, diverse its ways, colors and cultures offer their praise. Gathered together under the sun, here is a family. To the Father and to the Son, praise to the Spirit, our God is one. Here is our vision, new world begun. Here is a family made to be one.
And now may the earth sustain your strength. May Christ sustain your love. May you sustain one another's joy. And may you live as a blessing to God, to the earth, and to all humanity. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.